Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. A little Cajun. I'm in the Cajun mood, that's for sure. All right, let's go to Ed in Scottsdale and see if we can wrap up our last caller for this particular hour. Good morning, Ed. Thank you for calling. How can we help you, my friend?
Well, good morning, Rosie. I live in a 35-year-old patio home community.
Okay.
And my concern is one of my neighbors, the lateral line from the house to the street connection, the sewer line, got clogged by roots. And the there wasn't an immediate that was sizable enough to seem to cause that much of a problem. The plumber thought it was coming from larger trees from actually across the street. Anyway, it ended up costing him several thousand dollars. They had to tear up the driveway and everything else, of course. My question is it smart, proactive, and maybe have someone come in with a camera to see if there are roots in my line? And then also, is it wise to use a product called Root X?
Okay. Well, Ed, it's not horribly expensive to have a plumber come in and put a scope camera on a snake and send it down your lines and kind of take a look at what condition it's in. If for your own curiosity, you'd just like to do that. Root X is something I know a lot of plumbers do recommend. It doesn't encourage the root to continue growing inside that pipe. It won't generally kill the tree. But we recently did a remodel to a master bathroom in Scottsdale Ranch. And it was a large master bathroom with a sunken tub. And the tub quit draining. And so the family just quit using the tub and were just using the shower. And this went on for several years because they just didn't want to, you know that feeling, Romy. You just don't want to, find out what the problem is, right? Well, it finally came around. They wanted to remodel the bathroom, and we remodeled the bathroom. And the entire drain of that tub was 100% plugged with one tree root from a pine tree that was about 15 feet away. We followed this root. This root came from the pine tree down below the footing of the house. Okay? There was obviously some little leak in this tub right there at the drain. The root went under the footing, turned back up in pursuit of where the water was coming from, and got in that drain. And we still have pictures. It's like one of the, that's going to go in whatever book I end up writing. Weird things I found while remodeling. But that root went completely under the footing, 20 inches deep in the ground, came in underneath that tub, and grew right back up into the drain. Never, ever in 40 years of remodeling, I've never at 46 years of remodeling, I've never ever seen anything like that. So yeah, Ed, if you're just curious about it, have Ben Franklin Plumbing, Babcock Plumbing is right there in Scottsdale. Any one of those two, give them a ring, have them run a scope on that, and you'll not only get a report on kind of what the condition of the inside of the pipe is as it relates to the existence of roots, but you also get an idea. Do you use a 35-year-old soil line? It's about time that probably if one of your neighbors has had to go through that, some of the other homes are probably kind of coming due as well. And yep, we do like Root X. We have people using it all the time. Eliminate the roots in your waistline. So there you go. Now,
you ready for what's coming?
The callers obviously are ready for what's coming. There's a lot of confusion right now, and it doesn't just relate to one utility company. It relates to all. We had a caller online just a few minutes ago calling from Tucson saying their power supplier was I can't use the word. they weren't happy with their power company. And but a lot of you, the biggest utility provider in the state, APS, has recently had the Corporation Commission approve some rate changes. And most of you are confused, and some of you are mad. Well, at the end of this next hour, we hope that a whole lot less of you will be confused. But the bad side of that is most of you will be mad.
That's next hour. We have Steve Kep in studio talking APS rate case. If you've got a beautiful Arizona landscape or wildlife picture, email it into info@rosieonthehouse.com. We've got about 2 weeks left to our photo contest. It'll then be voted on for 2 weeks and end up in our home maintenance calendar. So if you think yours is good enough, email us.